I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, but in many ways the island is its own nation. For instance, Puerto Rico sends its own team to the Olympics, and that team is the image of racial diversity. Puerto Ricans are proud of that diversity. In fact, some of them called their island a racial democracy. But a new study suggests that attitudes about race and color on the island are at odds with the territory's reputation. As part of his ongoing series on color around the globe, Philip Martin reports.
U.S. and Puerto Rican flags flap above the fortress surrounding Old San Juan. The crumbling walls, the cannons, muskets, and chains are bleak reminders of this island's legacy of conquest, slavery, and colonialism.
In behalf of the National Park Service, I would like to welcome you all to the San Juan National Historic Site and to this fort, San Felipe del Morro.
Missing from the park ranger's script is the history of color on this Caribbean island. It's a union, sometimes forced, of European, Taino Indian, and African cultures. Angel Moreno is a U.S.-based historian who was born and raised on the island.
Puerto Ricans are attached to the Spanish influences, imperial influences, and then later American influences, both, you know, where color and race is ingrained in your system.
Ingrained by both history and memory, says Moreno, a light-skinned Puerto Rican who grew up in the town of Mayaquez.
My father used to tell me, you know, I saw white people walking in the right part of the street, and you saw dark-skinned people walking the left side of the street, and they would never cross over.
But of course, many did cross over, and the result, according to Moreno, is a mulatto, mestizo nation.
Now, that doesn't really mean that people were not racist. Puerto Rico has a rainbow. You could have, in a single family, different shades of color, but you always see people striving to marry the lightest skin, always. They won't tell you, but they do it.
Consider the story of Dr. Ernesto Gonzalez Martinez. Martinez is a professor at Harvard Medical School who grew up on Puerto Rico's northwest coast. Because of his light complexion, many call Martinez blanco or white. His older brother is dark brown or negro. Martinez became aware of the difference between his brother and him when he was 5, right after their father died.
My aunt, this is the sister of my father, who was very white, blue eyes, straight hair, asked my mother if she could adopt me. Not my brother, just me. My mother did not accept the offer. And it was obvious that I had the preference of my aunt and her family versus my brother, who was kind of left up in the air because he looked more like my mother.
Martinez is one of dozens of Puerto Ricans on and off the island who provided testimony for a new initiative by the University of Puerto Rico Mayaquez to combat color prejudice. This is the town of Luisa on Puerto Rico's east coast. It's the largest community of dark-skinned people on the island and also one of the poorest. Tonight, a bomba band has people on their feet, including an 80-year-old woman named Georgina, who says this moment reminds her of her youth.
When I grew up, I played with all the kids around the town, black and white, whatever. And nobody said nothing about color. And now,
says Georgina, segregation by color is widespread on the island. And she's right. This is the Palmas del Mar near Humacao, one of the island's oldest and most prestigious gated communities. David Munoz, an engineer and longtime resident, takes a break from a tennis match at the Palmas Country Club and says life here is good.
You got everything here. There is a school, you got hospitals nearby, shopping centers. I consider this a full-fledged neighborhood.
The neighborhood has everything except diversity of color. According to the Center for Advanced Studies of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean, gated communities like this are home to very few or no dark-skinned Puerto Ricans. And according to Dr. Ernesto Gonzalez Martinez, there are other parts of Puerto Rican society that ignore its rich mix of color.
For example, if you look at TV in Puerto Rico, it's loaded with white people. You rarely see black people or even mixed people participating in the professional or artistic activities where you present your face to the public. So it's really not representative of the fact that most of us are really mixed.
It's a fact that few Puerto Ricans acknowledge. When asked to identify their color in a 2000 census, more than 80% of Puerto Ricans declare themselves white, even though the vast majority are of mixed blood. Georgina, the elderly woman from the town of Luisa, is an ebony-hued grandmother who describes her own complexion in ways that are uniquely Latino.
They call me Trigueña. You mean that mean I no black, no white. It's in between.
What would be in between if you were to choose a color in the rainbow?
No, I'm black. I say I'm black. Yeah, I'm black.
The issue of Puerto Rican color is also complicated by differences between those who live on and off the island. Many on the island regard themselves as white Europeans, while those who live in the U.S. are generally perceived as being of mixed Spanish, African, and African-American descent. Sometimes something as simple as an email can provoke tension over that difference. That's what happened last year when a Puerto Rican historian used an email message to call a Puerto Rican community leader in Boston, El Negrito del Bate, roughly translated as the little black man of the yard. He accidentally sent the email to 30 fellow Puerto Ricans.
It was intended as a personal joke.
The author of the offending email was Angel Moreno, a visiting professor at Northeastern University who is light-skinned and who we introduced at the start of this report.
It was not intended for demeaning someone. Now, if you were born and raised in Puerto Rico, you don't have a problem with that Negrito del Bate, because we use the term not as a racial term.
Moreno says on the island it's an affectionate term, but not to Jose Masso, the target of the controversial email.
It's racism.
Masso is a popular Boston radio announcer who was born and raised in Puerto Rico. He argues that El Negrito del Bate is a racist term aimed squarely at his dark color, an insult that impugns his family's legacy.
I come from a family that celebrates our heritage in a big way. My grandfather is in the Puerto Rican Hall of Fame for what he did in the area of pasofinos, which are horses. My grandmother lived to be 112 years, 6 months and a day. My father served in the United States Army. And these are all people of skin color similar to mine, if not darker. And so the celebration of that heritage of our family roots was very much part of our upbringing.
Marceau says, if nothing else, the email controversy prompted a debate about color on and off the island. It was also the spark for the University of Puerto Rico Mayaquez's project, examining the lives of Blancos and Negros and those in between. Back in Old San Juan, Angie Flores is visiting the San Felipe Omoro Fortress with her family. Standing beneath the red, white, and blue flag of Puerto Rico, she explains the source of her pride and her color.
My hair is from Africa, and my eyes probably from the Spanish people and Indian descendant. We have the best of every culture here, all mixed together.
But many Puerto Ricans argue that such pride will only ring true when Puerto Rico's cultural rainbow reaches into the corporate boardrooms, private schools, and gated communities across the island. For The World, I'm Philip Martin.
More news and our global hit still to come on PRI.